Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jay, Benny and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This
three
is the Novos.
Two.
And the mics are on. Now.
Hello, Crevo. Jade's still away this week,
good
of course.
Morning.
Lizzie filling in. Hello again,
good
Lizzie.
Morning
two's always much more of a bitch getting up. How did you go?
Second day is definitely harder
it
than
is,
the first.
It is, right?
Yeah, because the first day you get an adrenaline rush. Second day, it's gone.
And it's cold. So, ladies, wear a padded bra unless you want to have a Jennifer Aniston moment.
That's just a hot tip from you, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent.
Well, who says people need to wear bras, Lizzie?
Lot of girls don't these days after quarantine. Yeah. A lot of girls have just chucked the bra.
Say goodbye.
Yep.
I guess, not wearing underwear.
Yeah, exactly.
Bit weird.
It is a bit weird.
Yeah. How are you guys, Crevo? You're a little bit grumpy this morning.
Am I?
Yeah, what's the matter?
I don't know.
Bad sleep last night?
Yeah, it was all right. I got a funny message this morning, though.
Oh, really?
Buy, swap, sell thing. So I have this, a lot of, battery tools up for sale, the
Ryobi Plus Ones.
Something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, I got this message from somebody called Nye, just N-I.
Right, sounds legit.
A red flag, right? So the message said, "Hello, is this still available? Classic start." And then it goes on to say, "Take 80, bud. I have $100 on it. It's just weird that it's $100. Plus, you're a 2-hour drive from me. Do you want to do a trade? I have everything."
Oh, God.
And I'm like, probably not. It's not my problem you live 2 hours away from me.
I love that that's what's triggered you this morning.
Yes.
Nye from Sydney.
Just Crevo problems.
Oh, it's just funny.
Good morning, Maddie from the newsroom. How are you today?
Good morning. Feeling pretty good, actually.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Excellent. Excellent.
Bye.
Excellent.
You sound salty about the fact I'm happy.
No. I'm not a soul-sucking monster. What are you talking about?
Maddie, are you on the coffees this morning or the tea?
I feel great. No, coffee. I've coffee
Maddie,
every morning.
No, Maddie, not Maddie.
I'm back on the peppermint tea this morning, actually. Coffee will come later today.
Right.
Yesterday was just a particularly rough start.
That's actually the first time we've been confused on the show.
I'm really surprised you haven't.
Funnily enough.
Yeah, Maddie and Matty, you've really got to pronounce the T's.
Don't start saying Matty. It really annoys me, and Jade does it all the time. Matty.
All right.
Just call me Muse. Just start referring to me as Muse. I'm just a generic person behind
Muse.
The Muse. No.
Good morning, Muse.
How are you, Muse?
Hey, guys, lads versus lasses up next. This is our ultimate battle of the sexes, of course. This runs all year. Currently, the lads, we did grab one more point yesterday, but we're still only on 42, where the lasses are on 47.
No.
Got a bit of a gap.
A big old gap to fill. 13:10:09, if you'd like to play, great prize on offer this morning, a double pass to the Monster Energy PBR Origin. This is happening Saturday, the 3rd of July at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Tickets are available, tickettech.com.au. A double pass to the PBR. Awesome, awesome prize.
That's right.
One guy and one girl.
The lines are open right now. It's 8 degrees in the city. The Kid Leroy right now. Good morning.
New FM and the Novos.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Lads versus lasses.
All right, this is our ultimate battle of the sexes. Guys taking on girls, lads versus lasses. Now, on offer today, a double pass to the Monster Energy PBR Origin, Saturday the 3rd of July. It's happening at Newcastle Entertainment Centre. Tickets available, ticketech.com.au. Now, we're on the search for a lad still. We had a lass there. Have we got a lad?
No, we need a lad. 13:10:09. Okay, come on, guys.
Call up. It's a double pass to PBR. You don't want to miss out on that.
Could there be any more blokier prize available? Anyway,
not really.
Let's do it right now.
That plus beer.
Question number one, heading for Kylie from Maryland. She's a dry cleaner, up nice and early, starting work today. Hey, Kylie, how are you?
good, thank you. And yourself?
Yeah, going well, thank you. Okay, you're up nice and early. Do you get up this time every day?
Yes.
That was a really shit question, sorry. But what coffee do you have, Kylie? What's your go-to coffee?
Well, I got a cappuccino this morning.
Oh, nice. What do you have for breakfast every day?
Nothing.
Oh, you got to get that metabolism kick-started with some brekkie, Kylie.
She knows it.
I know.
She knows it.
Yeah. I'm a bit slack.
Yeah, look, that's all right, aren't we all? Here we go. Question number one for you this morning, Kylie. Which has the longer bone, a tomahawk steak or a lamb chop?
Tomahawk.
That is correct.
Good job.
Well done. One on the board.
Good job.
You haven't won it yet. Calm down.
Question number two. Where would you see a spare wheel bag?
Spare wheel bag? On the back of a four-wheel drive?
Oh, yes. That is right.
That is right.
Question number three. Two on the board. Here we go. What is a vault alert stick used for? A vault alert stick.
Check a battery, maybe?
No. No, it's for, like, finding voltage in walls and stuff.
Hey, Kylie, great job. Two out of three. Just hang on for us, okay?
Really good.
Meeting our lad now, Lizzie. Yeah.
We've got Dan. Dan, how are you going this morning?
Yeah, good, thanks. Yourself?
Pretty good. Up early?
I am.
What coffee do you drink, Danny?
We're not us. We're not allowing that in this situation.
All right, Dan, let's do this. You need all three for an instant win, or if you get two correct, we go to a tiebreaker coin toss. Lizzie.
All right, Dan, what country is Dua Lipa from? You've got three options. A, England, B, the US, or C, New Zealand?
New Zealand.
Incorrect. Oh.
Sorry, Dan. We'll go to number two.
English.
Yeah, she is UK. English. What's generally more expensive, a manicure or a pedicure?
Manicure.
Oh. Nah, no
sorry,
good.
Dan.
You've lost, man. Well. I'm sorry. Kylie, you're off to the PBR. Congratulations.
Oh, good
love
on you.
That energy.
Yeah, you love a bull riding situation.
Good job, Kai. No worries. Thank you, Dale. Thank you. Make sure you keep us on at work, okay? Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Very good, guys. Hey, up next, I've got a great story for you. You know, here at this show, Lizzie. Before 7 o'clock, we love a people getting jiggy with it in public story here. Like,
is that a regular occurrence?
Absolutely.
Who doesn't love this? This is actually because you're originally from Perth, right?
Yeah, sure.
This story is based out of Perth. Have you ever heard of Langley Park?
Oh yes, I know the Langley Park.
Give us a little bit of background about Langley Park. Is it a nice? It's like it looks nice in the picture.
It's really
here,
beautiful
next to the water.
Yeah, it's right next to the water, right near the city skyline, CBD. Yeah.
Okay.
They have a lot of festivals there as well, but during the day, it's very much in the business precinct. You know,
people get going around having like. You know, salads in small boxes
exactly.
And things like that.
On their lunch break.
So, quite busy, right?
Quite busy, yeah.
Okay, so two people have been caught naked in the middle of the park up to no good. I've got more details next at New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
New FM.
New FM. Back to your hometown of Perth, Lizzie. A park over there, we're just chatting before, Langley Park. So it's basically near like the big office precinct, right?
Yep, right near the water and the
beautiful
city.
Place. So if you could compare it to like a park in Newcastle, I guess it would be like Foreshore Park, right?
I think that's probably a pretty good comparison.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You're going to see businessmen in their lunch breaks.
Lunch break
sushi,
park. Absolutely.
Like standing around, you know, or sitting around talking about business stuff.
Picture this, middle of the day. Say 1 p.m. for the sake of the story, a couple going at it in the middle of the park. In front of everybody. I couldn't believe it, this story. So
this doesn't represent all of Perth, just by the way.
You say that, though. I've got friends from Perth and I hear similar stories all the time. Little bit loose
really?
Over there,
they
absolutely.
Love Langley Park?
Yeah, but in the middle of the day, office workers walking past with their coffee pictured from a building. Man, this is just too much, isn't it?
And not in any kind of shade, right in the middle of the park. I have a feeling, though, these people weren't the business people on their lunch break. They were probably...
You reckon they're in another line of work, or...?
Oh, potentially. Maybe they'd gone for a few drinks during lunch, gotten a bit rowdy.
Hey,
I don't know.
It's possible. Office workers get loose on lunchtime drinks. The footage was shared on social media. It's been viewed over 50,000 times of them just, like, going at it in the middle of the park. And it isn't even discreet. These guys are just hell for leather.
Well, we did talk about exhibitionism yesterday. I think this is prime example. You couldn't get any more.
I think that's definitely what's happening. Now, Perth is like a bit of a, they say, small town city. Do you know these people, Lizzie?
That was my mother. Sorry, Mum.
One person has said, hope they are wearing sunscreen. Another says, taking the Fine 30 campaign to the next level. Police have been contacted for comment. Now, the maximum penalty for public indecency in Perth in WA is 2 years imprisonment.
Yeah, it's very illegal. So,
do you know what, though? I know this might come off a little bit creepy, but who's really calling the police? In the middle of the day,
parents
saying,
with little
oh,
kids,
look, there's
maybe
two people going
Lizzie's
at it.
Making a good point
I think
there.
Parents covering their children's eyes, you know.
They should be at school.
You make a good point as well. If they're not at school, why not?
That is true.
You know, are you really, honestly, guys, this is a real question for both of you. Mm. You walk past this situation, are you calling the coppers?
No.
Do you know what?
Or are you just going, that person's getting more action than I am?
No.
That's fantastic. I live your best life.
Wouldn't call the police. But now that I look back on it in Perth, actually, when I was about 8, I saw the same thing in the park. And I didn't know what it was.
Didn't know what was going on. Just saying, it's a Perth thing.
It's a Perth thing, Lizzie. It's a Perth thing.
Seems to be.
A new song with Maddie up next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God. Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Story I was reading yesterday about Hugh Jackman. Now, we're all very, very aware of Hugh Jackman, right?
Love Hugh Jackman.
No, I don't know who that is.
Are you a
that?
Fan or not a fan, Maddie?
No, of course I'm a fan. Yeah, I think he's, like, overrated as an actor.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he's a great actor. I think he's, you know,
he's built it more on his just, reputation.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what you're getting
absolutely.
At? Okay. Well, the story about him is that apparently whenever he goes out to eat with friends, he never pays. Like, he always does the old, oh, my wallet was in my other pants, or I forgot it, or something. And he always just skips out on the bill. And you know what this made me think? Sometimes when you have, like, a rich friend in the group, they're the ones that are stingy to pay.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
What I thought we could do here is a bit of a, like, a right or wrong. If you've got a rich friend, should they be the one that's paying?
Like, every time?
Maybe just when it's, like, an expensive situation.
Look, I'm going to put it out there. No.
You don't reckon?
I agree.
Oh, yep.
I think.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on it, Lizzie?
Well, you're a stinge, Lizzie.
I'm a stinge.
I reckon if, like, I was super rich. So you're telling me if I was super rich and we went out for dinner.
Yeah.
You'd expect.
No.
Oh, okay.
No. Yeah. Right. As in, I think, okay, imagine building that success yourself. You've worked really hard for your money. And then you feel like your closest friends around you are using you to pay for their dinners. Like,
actually, no, I think they should pay.
You think they should pay?
No, I honestly think they should pay. Because if they want to take you and they know that you don't have as much money to an expensive dinner, they should probably pay.
Okay.
It's tough.
So, Maddie, it seems pretty clear. You reckon the rich friend should pay?
Yeah.
I'm saying absolutely not. How ridiculous.
Of course, millionaire Mark over here.
You will ruin the friendship.
I don't think
that.
So, Crevo.
It creates an imbalance in the friendship in a terrible way. And also, like, if you agree to go out to that lunch or dinner, then you're agreeing to pay your share.
Yeah, you've got to expect to.
I would just do it, I would just pay. Like, I don't think it needs to be, like, a big discussion and, like, oh, there's an imbalance in the friendship. Like, I honestly think if you've got heaps of money, look out for your friends. It'll right. come back to you.
13-10-09, if you go out for lunch, should the rich friend pay? I'm saying absolutely not, and Maddie, you're saying every time.
Absolutely. Yeah? Guy Sebastian Choir. Right now, 13-10-09, should the rich friend pay? We'll do it next at New FM. At 13-10-09 this morning, we are asking you, should the rich friend pay for dinner when you go out? Guys, taking your calls right now.
This is all after this story about Hugh Jackman. Apparently, he always, and they're claiming it's on purpose, leaves the wallet at home so he never has to pay, right?
Even for himself?
Well, no. Obviously, when he's in a group.
Great question.
No. As in, when he's in a group, he leaves his wallet so other people have to pay for him.
That's what I took from that.
Absolutely, yeah. Right.
He leaves his wallet. Yeah, so it's very deliberate.
Absolutely. Okay. 100% deliberate. He's trying to get out of paying, and I just think that's crazy. I think, you know, in that situation, he's on movie star money, right?
Yeah.
Now, Maddie, you're saying if you're in a group with a rich friend, they should 100%
pay. Yeah, absolutely. Right? Like you said, movie star money. It's on another level to even the most, highest paid jobs in society.
But
they don't even.
It's going to ruin the friendship, I'm telling you, mate.
No conversation required.
I'm going to go right in the middle and say I agree. Movie money is, something completely different, but how do you know that you're surrounded by the genuine people if, you know, you have to pay every
single
time?
It's a dinner. You're not getting mortgage payments from them. It's like some sushi at a restaurant. You know what I mean?
If you agree to go to dinner, everyone should pay their share. Doesn't matter if you're rich, poor or otherwise.
Hey, Sam, how are you?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Hey, good, thank you. Should rich people pay for lunch?
No, I think everyone should pay for themselves.
Thank you, Sam. Some common sense. Finally,
okay,
on the show.
Sam. Let's give you a little scenario here, hypothetical. Okay, yep. You're at lunch. You're at, let's say, a really expensive restaurant. The bill comes to $300. You're friends with Chris Hemsworth. Surely you'd be sitting there hoping he'd pay. As if you're scrounging around with your calculator, splitting the bill when Chris Hemsworth's sitting at the table.
It's no big deal.
I think he's worth for his money, and he should have his money, and I should have my money.
Right, Sam. You're an absolute genius. Thanks for coming on the show.
Going to lunch with Sam. Katie, hey.
How are you?
Very good. I think you need to clarify, you know, where you're going to go out for lunch. Like, if it's Macca's and you're having a burger, it's $2, they're on movie money, no worries. But if it's gourmet pee on a plate and it's $1 million, you're going to say, look, I haven't got the cash for that. So, yeah.
You know what? You're actually giving evidence to my argument. If you agree to go to lunch at the place, then
you're agreeing to pay for it.
Exactly right. Thank you. That's my point. Maddie, you're on an island.
I'm encountering this all the time, though, because my friends have heaps more money than I do. They're all significantly richer.
So do you just expect them to pay?
No, I don't expect them to pay, but I also don't expect them to, you know,
not pay?
You would expect a rich friend to go to a more humble place for lunch. You shouldn't expect, you know, your friends to follow you with over-the-top expensive tastes. You know, my friends go to Nobu. I would hope they wouldn't expect me to pay if they invited me to go along to Nobu, which is a really expensive sushi restaurant.
But then you just don't go.
Yeah, then you just go, I just can't go, man.
That ruins the friendship more, isolating your friends because they've got no money. That's like class warfare thing, right? So if your friends start uninviting you to things because you don't have the money, that causes issues in the friendship as well. So I don't know, Crevo.
Yeah, you just shouldn't agree to go. I'm saying that if you can't afford it.
It's a tough one, isn't it? It's very tough.
Spoken like a true stingy millionaire.
Oh, as if I'm a millionaire.
Look at you.
The same money.
Sting, sting, sting. Guys, up next, we are doing What's the Goss with Lizzie. What's on the way?
Yes, Billie Eilish.
See you, Sam. Thank you.
Goodbye. Billie Eilish, she's in a bit of hot water at the moment. She's publicly apologised about some stuff that was dug up from the past. You know how it is.
The whole racial slur stuff, yeah.
Yep. Right. Yeah. Yep, and also Daniel Radcliffe has sold his Melbourne apartment.
Oh, look, selling up.
I didn't even know he owned one.
I know, it's actually a very interesting little story
okay.
there.
So. Bit. Details yes. next, 6:46, good morning.
Cameron, you stop taking pictures of yourself. Your sister's going to jail.
The Novos. I gotta testify. All the latest goss from Hollywood and around the world.
It's not meant for everybody.
Miley, what's good?
That's why you use auto-tune and I don't.
This is the Novos.
I'm really happy for you. I'm let you finish.
Yeah, producer Jackson away. Lizzie taking things
over.
And Billie Eilish.
Starting off with Billie Eilish.
Yeah.
She pretty much, she publicly apologized yesterday over recent videos coming up from a couple of years back using racial slurs. So online, it's been trending. All these videos have been resurfaced of her. She admitted it was her. She was 14 or 13 at the time. She's currently 19 years old. She published a statement on her Instagram story saying she was 13 or 14. She mouthed a word from a song at the time she didn't know was a derogatory
term. Was it the N-word?
No, it was a Asian slur.
Yeah, right.
And she was mimicking an accent.
Yeah, right.
And she said, I'm appalled and embarrassed. This song was the only time I'd ever heard that word. Thoughts?
She's 14. You have to forgive her. She was a child.
And the fact that she's 19 and is dealing with it, like, that's, I think, pretty good.
She's
pretty
mature for her age.
That's right. There's no place for racism. No one's saying that there is. But the fact that she's already apologising for it and she was pretty young, I think you got to let that one go.
Yeah, I mean, you're young and impressionable. In high school, who you're hanging around, the music you listen to, you don't really know it's bad at the time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
This is a thing, right? Like, she was a young girl, 14 years old, clearly, you know, influenced by the content and, you know, the culture that she was taking in at the time.
Exactly.
So how can we sit here and go, oh, you know, she's terrible. Cancel Billie Eilish.
Exactly, the whole cancel thing. That's kind of what's happening
at
the moment.
That won't be happening over that. Ridiculous. Yeah,
exactly. And then over to Daniel Radcliffe.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Sorry, that's the other grab I had, but...
You're a wizard, Harry.
That's not even angry.
It's not even him.
That's just some random bloke.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I mean, everyone knows that. That was a massive video. Anyway, Daniel Radcliffe, you probably didn't even know he owned an apartment
in Melbourne,
start off with. Yeah. So back in 2005, his parents actually bought him the $1.9 million apartment facing the Yarra.
Of course they did.
Just as Harry Potter was taking off, so he had somewhere to live when he was acting in Australia.
Oh, here is a gift for you.
He was 16 when he owned a $1.9 million apartment in Melbourne.
How much did it sell for?
$2 million.
So really bad investment.
Well, I think I caught wind of this story in that he actually sold it to his parents.
He sold it back to his parents.
To me, that just stinks of tax dodging.
Of course it does, Creamy. To you.
In how long? 10 years, it's gone up $100,000. Has anyone seen any real estate stories in Australia in the last 2 years? That's absolute BS, and his parents are just like, whoop, jump through a tax loophole.
You're a wizard, Harry.
Just jump through it. Only wizarding powers.
Only you would have picked up on that, Crevo. I love it.
I can almost, without saying that's what's happening, that's what's happening. I'm putting it out there.
They own the property, though.
Well, look, that's what I mean. It's a loophole. They're not doing anything illegal, but they're just going around, you know, what's legal.
Do you not do that?
What do you mean?
Would you not exploit a loophole if you could?
Well, if it's legal, absolutely. But that's what's happening there.
Interesting. Just back people, to family.
You know what? People, and I know this is a bit of a contradiction to our last break 10 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. People give rich people a hard time. Let him go. They want to sell their house to each other to avoid paying
tax. Keep it in the family.
Look at Donald Trump, the former leader of the free world, the biggest tax dodger of all.
And look, terrible. At least, you know, in Australia, if they've had to make the sale, they've still had to pay, like, all the fees and charges, the stamp duty and everything. That's government's true. Getting a little cut.
Absolutely. News time with Maddie. I'm next at New FM. Good morning.
New FM. 105.3 New FM.
You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you
Marry Crevo.
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is the No-Nos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, the gross.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The No-Nos.
This...
Three...
is the No-Nos.
Two...
and the mics are on.
Now...
Guys, you can hardly deny that you use your smartphone for pretty much everything these days.
It's right? An extension of who you are, right?
You pay for things, like you watch TV on it, you get your news there, send messages, phone, blah, blah, blah.
I find them overrated.
That's not something I ever thought I'd hear from you. But a couple of weeks ago, Maddie, your phone broke, and I had a spare phone. You said, hey, Crevo, can I borrow it? I was like, yeah, no worries, right? And then a few weeks later, I kind of needed it back for something I'm doing. So I said, hey, man, I'm going to need my phone back.
Mm.
Took it back. What I've noticed, though, is you don't seem to have a replacement.
I don't really want to go over this again.
We're going into it next, because I want to know what the hell are you doing and how the hell are you surviving?
Yeah.
Right?
Can I just, like, give you a tiny bit of background, right? So my actual phone, my Galaxy, I broke on my Christmas holiday. And it's like $500 to get fixed. And I've just been putting it off, because it's a big hit, like straight out, $500.
Yeah,
I'm like, man... Anyway, I've just been kind of like using other phones and like, yeah, you know, making do with what I've got.
Backup ones.
I've got no phone this week.
And no laptop, right?
I'm getting it back on Thursday. I'm biting the bullet. I have no other option now to get it.
I want to find out how you're surviving. We're going to get into it in just a minute.
Justin Bieber, anyone right now at New FM. Man, you know how to threaten me. How embarrassing. Good morning.
And, yeah, a couple of days ago, I had to take my spare phone back from you, Maddie, and I didn't want to, but I needed it for something, and I've sort of noticed that you...
I want to know what the something is, though.
Well, we're going to talk about that actually a bit later in the show,
right?
But I don't know what you're doing. Like, where you said, oh, I'm getting a spare phone, an interim phone. I was like, oh, that makes sense.
You've left Maddie phoneless.
Okay. Do you know what? It's because it's embarrassing, Crevo. That's why I said interim phone. You know what? Like, I'm sick and tired of wasting money on, like, $150 phones to get me by. And I'm like, you know what?
I agree with that.
I can go, like, for a few days without one. Like, it's very inconvenient, extremely inconvenient. Actually, like, a pain in my ass.
Now, I've noticed you've been, like, replying to messages. Yeah. That's fine. How are you doing that?
I can wait. So, I found in my closet my old laptop.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, like...
You have a laptop?
Lizzie, we live together. I've had it out for the last two nights. Are you that oblivious to me?
God, okay, that makes sense.
I didn't know you had a laptop.
Anyway, look, it's just really embarrassing. I've been putting off getting my phone fixed. It's $500. You know what it's like.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
it's awful. It's very expensive.
I'm on a different contract to you here, so I get far less than you do, Crevo. So I just can't afford to go out.
We are not on different contracts. I'll tell you that much for free.
I'm just getting it fixed this week. So I thought, you know what, instead of going out and like wasting more money on... rubbish phones.
It's probably good to have a bit of a social media break, you know?
Well, it's really hard.
It is just inconvenient, like, let's be honest.
That's right. The other day I went to call you and you went, better message. And I was like, oh yeah, that's fine.
You know, it is. Sometimes I think about my life and I go to myself, man, like, here I am, 31. I'm sitting here with no phone.
No, it's not that long.
It's really pathetic.
But you know what? When you said interim phone, I actually thought, oh, that's not a great choice. So I'm actually happy that you haven't bought one. That's a smart financial decision. Wait 5-6 days. It's fine.
Do you know what the biggest pain is, though? Mm. I've locked myself out of my email. So, and I need my phone to get, like, the confirmation link to, like, set a new password. So I've forgotten the password. So now I can't even get into my email.
What are the ways to contact Maddie at the moment?
Facebook Messenger.
Exclusively.
Between the hours of 9 and 10 p.m.
When you're at home.
There's 1 hour, like, a window
It's such a pain.
Maddie.
This poor laptop, like, I'm telling you, it's been worth every cent, that laptop. So
it's on its last leg.
It's the battery.
How long ago did you buy it?
Well, it's actually not mine.
Oh, gosh.
I lent it off a friend.
And I've just never realized.
No, it was
that
a work. It was for work. Like another radio station. Like the first ever radio station I worked for. Mm-hmm. I used to do some like social media for them. He just like upgraded his tech. He's like, I'll just keep it.
Oh well, it's a tax write.
Anyway, yours. Long story short, right? So it's really like on its last legs. It's about 12 years old. It makes this really horrible sound whenever you turn it on.
It roars.
I don't need a heater in my house because it gets so hot whenever I'm using it.
Hey, you're saving on power. Like, that's smart.
It's probably sucking it all dry.
If our apartment catches fire, we know why. It's that old laptop.
It's at the stage now where, like, you plug it in, but if you plug the cord out, it just dies.
Yeah, that.
So the battery's completely had it. I can't wait until Thursday.
Yeah.
It's going to be
you're
a
doing
great
just
day.
Great.
If anyone can hook... I'm going to pull a Jade here. If anyone can hook me up with a discounted S20 Plus repair cost, give us a ring.
If you own mobile phone repair shop, help Maddie out.
I'm joking. I can't do that.
Yeah,
anyway.
No, not
joking, though. Hit him up on the between 9 and 10 on Facebook.
On Facebook. Beat the Meats up next, guys. This is our weekly game. Very simple. Free sausages up for grabs.
Yes,
have you heard
please.
This one,
love
Lizzie?
A free snag. In fact, I'm having snags tonight for dinner.
Are you really?
Yeah, and it would be great to win some free sausages.
Well, this is all thanks to Singo's, not HelloFresh. Sorry, Lizzie.
That's my thing.
Guys, if you want to play, very simple. It's a Beat the Bomb style game. All you need to do is yell out, stop, before the sausages explode everywhere. Right now, the lines are open. 13 10 09. Singo's Butcheries, they have prices that undercut the major supermarkets without squeezing the farmers. We'll do it next.
This is The Novos.
New FM.
Welcome to Beat the Meat.
A lot of people ask us how we came up with the idea for sausage.
You can tell it's good food when you get this many Instagram notifications in the time you eat it.
You got any hot dogs?
Say it like a sausage, not like a human.
Yeah, we have a heap of sausages in here, all thanks to Singo's. Very simple game, guys. All you need to do is yell out before these sausages explode everywhere. It's no good when they do because it's very awkward and it takes so long to clean up in here, doesn't it?
Oh,
it
it's
does.
Awful. Very big sticky mess.
Let's meet our caller.
Let's do it. It's time to meet Simon. He's living out near Curry Curry. How are you doing this morning?
Yeah, big chilly, but not too bad, thanks.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. It's very cold, and it always gets colder out that way, doesn't it? Than down on the coast.
It's 7 degrees on my.
What are you wearing at the moment, Simon?
Maddie.
No, I'm just interested. Like a jumper, long pants, boots, UGG boots.
I got a shirt and my work clothes on. So. Yeah.
Oh, perfect, Simon. Yeah.
You sound like a tradie.
I'm actually a support worker.
Oh, there you go. You're a real man, Simon.
I love that.
The cold doesn't affect you.
Exactly right.
And just quickly, Simon, do you have like a favourite type of sausage you go to?
You like them thick?
A beef and onion, Italian herb.
Normal beef.
Beef. Okay, straight shooter.
Standard beef is always good. Anyway, let's do this. You know how it works, Simon. Remember to yell out stop before the sausages explode. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Here we go. Let's speak to me. One sausage. Three sausages. Five sausages. Nine sausages. 13 sausages. 19 sausages.
Stop.
Oh, boo!
Yeah, you're
done,
a winner.
Simon.
Hey, Simon, we had 23 sausages up for grabs today, mate, so you got away just in time. Good job.
Oh, well.
Simon can't believe he's laughing.
It's made your week, Simon.
I reckon
it's made my day now.
I reckon that was the most high-stakes thing that's happened to you all week, Simon. Am I right?
It is, actually.
Yeah. Whoa! Don't live on the edge, do you?
Thanks, man. Guys, here's some with Maddie up next. Good morning.
New FM. You're waking up with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
Yeah, guys, oh my God, I'm so excited about this new airline route, Newcastle to Cairns, guys.
Packed flight, that sounds fantastic. Packed flight, the first one.
Okay, it would be cool, like a little tropical holiday, shoot up there.
Have you been to Cairns?
I have, it's really good, like good little foodie spot, there's amazing seafood and stuff, the weather's great, yes please.
What about you, Lizzie?
Never been to Queen. Oh, actually, no, I've been to the Gold Coast, not to Cairns.
Interesting. Cairns is great. Like, when I went up to FNQ at the end of last year, Townsville, no good. Cairns, highly recommended.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Really good. You can like, pop over to, like, Port Douglas. It's 15 minutes from Cairns. Big shopping centre. It's amazing. Great.
Quick little holiday. Yeah. And, Maddie, look.
I'm thinking about it already.
Look, I've realised, you know, you've wanted to go on a bit of a fitness journey. How's it going, Maddie?
Yeah, good.
Good.
Mm. Well, you and I joined up to the gym.
Yeah, EMF, great gym.
Yeah, awesome, yeah. Right?
And you know what?
I mean, I've done a couple of walkthroughs.
the intro to all the machines?
Yeah, yeah, I've done that twice.
Okay, all right. So,
Some might call me a time waster. I don't know.
I feel like you've been procrastinating a little bit.
Yeah.
Would you say that?
Yeah. Well, look, the problem is we did plan to go this week, but Crevo threw me out. So I had it all planned in.
Okay, yeah.
Now, you say that, but yesterday we had a little chat, you and I, Maddie, about...
Well, we were meant to go on Tuesday.
About when we were going to the gym, and I recorded some of that, and we're going to play out some of the evidence, which I think weighs a little bit more against you than me. But we'll let the people decide up next.
Okay, we'll do it after Rag and Bone Man. Love these two on the same song together with Pink, Anywhere Away From Here, fresh to New FM. Good morning. I love that. Rag and Bone Man and Pink, Anywhere Away From Here, fresh to New FM. You can rate the music now, newfm.com.au. Take 6 minutes, guys, and just by doing so, you could win a holiday for 4 nights at Nelson
Great
Bay.
Great prize.
Free Wi-Fi, cooked breakfast, always good.
Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Now, Lizzie, just before the break, you brought up Maddie's fitness journey.
Yeah.
And how you'd noticed him, you know, starting out on it, right? Which is great.
Do you know what? Maddie right now is on this real intention thing. Like, he's been going on about it, really excited for it, signing up to EMF,
yeah,
you know.
Which is great.
And, yeah, he's been wanting to go on this journey. Bit of procrastination there, but you know what? I think it's always hard starting off.
It is hard starting off, but that's why I actually went, you know what, Maddie, I'm going to come with you on this journey. And I went in with you to sign up to EMF Friday. I had my first walk around that gym. Lovely gym. Very, mm-hmm. very good.
Also, can I just note, quickest walkthrough I've ever witnessed of a gym. Crevo, I reckon under a minute. That's how interested he is.
Let's not focus on how long the walkthrough of the gym was, because I think we need to focus on the conversation you and I had yesterday and I recorded. Because I started off by basically seeing if you wanted to come to the gym, and you rolled this out first of all. Okay, so Maddie, yesterday you said you were going to go to the gym with me. You didn't go. What happened?
Well, no, you messaged me far too late. I think it was after 7 o'clock.
Now, fair point.
It isn't, though, because I have the message log here, and it was before
6:59.
It was before 6.
No, what? Okay, 5:58.
It was pretty close to 6. But
too
still,
late, Crevo.
No,
too late.
That, to me, just smells of an excuse, because earlier in the day I said, maybe I'll go around 4 or it'll be around 6, I'll let you know. Okay, we'll give you the benefit of the doubt there. Because then I pushed on and to try and see if you would go with me yesterday. This is what you had to say.
And also, you said to me that Tuesday was the day, and then you last minute changed your plan. So
that was last week.
To bow down to your demands. I'm sorry.
Okay, all right. So are you 100% going today? And if so, what time?
I have to think about it.
Now, that to me smelled of deflection, right?
I'm sick of having conversations with people around here and being set up with recorders.
You never know who's recording.
Well, that's true. Now, let's go on to me just pressing a little harder to see if you would actually go or not. Okay, I'm putting a proposal out there, right?
Yeah.
I'll pick you up about 6 to 6:30.
Yeah, yeah, Big Brother's on.
Yeah, but you can watch that on playback, can't you?
Yeah, maybe.
Can you?
Yes.
Yeah? Yes. So what do you think? Can we do this?
Maybe. I'll get back to you.
This is the second day in a row this week. Come on. You got it. What happened to you getting fit for summer?
I am. I will do it.
Do you know what, though? I think the hardest part of going on a fitness journey is getting ready and showing up.
Just a lazy big Lizzie. Come on.
And did you go yesterday?
No.
You watched Big Brother, didn't you?
Yeah, Big Brother. But do you know what? Like, I feel like gyms can be a bit intimidating sometimes. Starting off, once you get into the hang of it, you forget about what people are looking at. Like, you know, it can be a little bit daunting.
Do you know the real reason why I don't want to go to the gym?
Why is that?
Because I want to buy a new gym outfit first.
You need all the gear before you get in, right?
Yeah.
You know what they say?
All the gear, no idea.
All the gear and then you'll go.
Or I need some, because, do you know what, going to the gym, okay, I've let myself go a little bit. Going to the gym is hard because I just feel so insecure.
You don't want to
wear tight clothes, mm-hmm. You know, with dirty gym pants, all, like, flabbing out everywhere. Like, I want to get, like, a bigger fitting shirt.
I hear what you're saying.
And some new shoes. Let's go next week. Can we do it next, even is on the weekend? I'm free all weekend.
Do you like being held accountable by Crevo?
Do you know what? I get sick of people telling me how to live my life, to be honest. And I actually don't.
Do you want
I rebel.
To go hands off.
I rebel. I think with a fitness journey, to have a gym buddy or someone that's going to hold you in place is the best way to, you know, rock up.
Well, okay, look, I agree. We've done the whole gym thing with, like, I went to the gym with Jade before. It didn't end well.
Okay.
It didn't end well.
Yeah, well.
It'll be better with you, though, because Jade, see, the thing is, when Jade and I went to the gym, it got too much. Like,
see,
the show and then the gym and then everything.
I thought if we just go together once a week and then the other times on your own.
And you don't have to be on ellipticals next to each other.
You do your own thing, you show up together, you leave together,
you know?
That's it.
Okay, how about two times a week and another time I'll go with our winners who won the passes. I'm letting the team members down who won 3 months.
Yeah. You can't let them down.
It's not just you.
Yeah, it's not just the winners.
It's Coach Haley from AMF. Yeah, I'm really letting everybody down.
Once you get into it, Maddie, I think you're going to love it.
Once you get over that hump. Maddie from the newsroom, you're joining as well, yeah. Now, I sent through the details the other day. You want to start boxing, right?
Yeah, that's the plan.
Maddie, I'll be down with you.
Yes?
100%. Yes. I've tried boxing, but it can be quite...
I wanted to go boxing with Maddie. Are you guys right?
You can't
We couldn't possibly go together, could we?
You can trial Maddie first.
No, you go, Lizzie. No. The two girls.
No, see, that's just another excuse.
You've gone from no one can hold me accountable from don't take my boxing money away from me.
We'll set up a roster. We'll figure it out.
Okay, good idea.
Birthday lotto up next, guys. It's worth $450 today. All you need is a birthday to play, Crevo.
Yeah, spinning the wheel rather. Now it's come up as November.
November babies.
Okay, if you were born in November, the lines are open right now.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie, and Crevo's birthday lotto.
Yeah, we've given away thousands and thousands of dollars already this year. All you need is a birthday, and you've got a chance to play this. Spun on November, so anyone born in November, eligible right now for $450.
Yeah, let's go to Kate this morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kate. What's on for today? Off to work?
Yeah, just at work. Just another day.
Good stuff.
Where would $450 go, Kate?
Just to me.
Great answer.
Why not? No, it's my birthday.
Is it today? Oh, no, of course it's not. It's November. What am I doing?
All right.
Let's spin these birthday balls, Lizzie.
I think I'm getting the hang of this.
Yeah, you just turn the dial.
Hold on. I'm still going. All right, we've got one little grey ball, which has just popped out.
It's an interesting colour for a ball, isn't it?
Sure is. Kate, are you born on the 13th of November?
No, I'm not.
It's a real shame, Kate.
I'm sorry,
Gabe. Enjoy your day. Thank you for playing. Back before 9 o'clock today, worth $450. Our news time up next to New FM. Good morning.
Newcastle's 105.3 New FM.
Stand by on this frequency.
Right across Newcastle. You're waking up with the Novos.
The Novos, Jade, Maddie and Crevo.
Would either of you marry Crevo?
Well, I'm not gay, so it'd be really weird. I get it.
This is The Novos.
You're Bert Newton. I thought he had a great head of hair. I really did.
The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's high. Hey, everybody.
So by the time Ben came home...
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up.
The Novos.
This...
Three...
is The Novos.
Two...
and the mics are on. Now...
Yeah, before we were chatting about how you took that spare phone of yours off me this week that I was lending because my phone's broken and you've left me without a phone. Well, it's because you're employing and you need that item
also,
that belongs
to... that is the reason why.
Well, the item that I guess that belongs to you, that you own, you need for your job that you're advertising. You're employing, of course, for your Facebook Marketplace business where you go and... So basically, Lizzie, Crevo collects all sorts of weird and wonderful things from
side hustle, isn't it?
Exactly right.
Okay.
From sides of roads, dead people's garages. you have all different sources,
garage
right?
Sales, auctions, wherever I can buy unusual items that I think might sell online.
You're quite the entrepreneur.
Newcastle's number one Facebook marketplace.
You say that. I
entrepreneur.
Wish. Look, it's a little side hustle, and I thought, wouldn't it be great to get some help to take the photos of the stuff?
So run this through like a regular day of like how your business works. You go and like get the junk and then you bring it home.
I call it
polish it off.
You bring it home and this is why you have two phones and I have none.
Look,
you get it home. What's the process involved in like
so
getting them
needs
online?
So cleaning and repairs is the first thing. So a lot of probably a good couple of hours in cleaning things up.
And often. You do that yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So usually it's just polishing and you know, some things need hosing down, etc. statues, say, for outside.
Right, a bit of who can be bothered?
Yeah, well, that's right. I get the pressure washer out, that sort of thing. And then I have to take probably about 200 to 300 photos a week of these items.
So you're over that because, of course, you're a big star with very little time on your hands. So you're employing somebody to do the dog's job, which is the cleaning and photography, right?
Well, that's sort of the idea. I want someone to help out with the photography.
Lizzie, I found the job ad.
Oh, God.
We're going to run through the job ad next. to just see what Crevo expects of his potential employees. Now, you did trial somebody yesterday.
Yes.
We'll find out more about that after Jason Derulo. Take You Dancing at New FM, 8:05. Jason Derulo, Take You Dancing at 105.3 New FM. It's 11 degrees in Mayfield right now. That fog is clearing. Nice sunny morning, it seems, right now. And got to tell you guys about this, right? Crevo is hiring, and I have found the job ad. Of course, Newcastle's most famous Facebook Marketplace seller.
You build that up like crazy.
It's
right?
True, though.
You kind of are the king.
People know who you are. My ex housemate knew everything about you and what you were selling. She was a mad Facebook Marketplacer. She knew every item you had. She said you're a little bit overpriced, to be honest. Anyway,
and you've gone so big time that you need a helping hand.
It's gone to his head.
It's a side hustle.
Well, do you know what? He plays it down. It's a side hustle. It's become so successful, he's now hiring help.
Well, I thought for a couple of hours a week, I could get someone to help me take photos because Monday was getting too exhausting. I was working till 10, 11 at night
right,
from the morning.
First of all, now you said that each item you collect over the weekend requires maybe, 15 photos each?
Yeah, maybe 10.
Yeah, the description, uploading it takes a long time.
The thumb's right. Going to get sore from taking all those photos.
First up, what will you be doing with your Mondays now that you have it free? Or are you one of those like micromanagers in there telling your new worker how to do everything?
Absolutely not. No, I'd actually want to do some other stuff like related to buying other things. And also I'd like to look after my health a bit more.
Yeah.
Maybe get to the gym on a Monday as well.
Yeah, right. So spending time with me.
Well,
more time with Maddie.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, I found the job ad. Let's hear it because it's Fascinating. Fascinating.
I'm so interested. As you, as an employee, what are you putting out there?
It says, I am looking for a person to photograph antiques and retro furniture. The job description goes on with, photographing and cleaning vintage items and antique furniture for my home-based antiques business. Each Monday, you would take photos on my spare mobile phone between 30 and 60 vintage items I collect each weekend. You would also need to do a light clean to some of the items. You would need an ABN, in brackets, easy to get if you don't have one, and to invoice me each week with hours worked. I would expect the work to take about 4 to 6 hours each Monday. It would suit someone who is interested in antiques, unusual items, and vintage/retro collectibles. Very specific there.
It is.
Well, you know what? Like, you say that, and I thought that maybe I would struggle to find someone.
Mm.
I'd like 15 to 20 people apply.
Now, that's, like, made it sound pretty cool. Like, you know, this is an interesting job, interesting way to spend a Monday morning. This is what the job actually is. You need to be able to lift some furniture items into position to take photos.
Furniture removal.
Yes. You would be paid for training. What training's required? Point and click, right?
No.
Couple of squats?
Yeah, you need, like, it's not training from a lifting perspective. It's more like how I want the photos taken. So I spend a lot of time lighting, positioning, getting things looking just right.
Okay.
Because that is what sells the items, is great photos. Everyone's seen on Marketplace at some point something that's like a blurred photo or a mirror with somebody, like, in the background.
So you need
something.
Someone that's into photography.
A bit
into
artistic.
Antiques
maybe.
A little
yeah,
bit.
Exactly.
Vintage
right.
stuff.
Yeah.
And you trust them to send their hours to you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I'm a trusting employer.
For this job, oh, as if you haven't got the camera in your backyard faced on
cameras.
What they're doing. Anyway, do you know what? You're paying them between $20 and $25 per hour.
That's
what
right.
is it?
Well, it's...
Depending on the job they do.
No. First couple of weeks, I thought slightly lower, like 20.
Oh.
And then after you... like
Listen to you.
No, because at the start, I'll have to
the
be
training.
Doing some of the work.
Okay.
Yeah, so, for example, yesterday I tried someone out, the lovely Sky.
How many people have you tried?
This is first person.
First person.
Yes.
First person.
All right, well, we're going to find out if you hired Sky next. We're going to pull her up on the phone.
Give her a ring.
And have a chat to her and see what the whole experience was like. Because you know what? You act on air like, yeah, I think, yeah, you're fair boss. I don't care what hours you put in. In reality, I think you're a little bit like that. You know, it's a work.
Well, let's talk to Sky and find out, too. We'll do that.
You're using the wrong tape measure.
I'd love to
it's
see how
the
you.
Right tape measure.
Yeah, I'd love to see how you tested her.
Squat out. Lower. we'll chat to Crevo's brand new employee next at New FM. Leona Lewis, Bleeding Love at New FM. It's 8:21. It's 12 degrees on the coast right now, heading for a top of 19 today. And Crevo has hired a brand new employee.
Crevo, you're really into your Facebook marketplace and it's just getting too big.
Well,
it's a monster you can't keep maintaining.
I just thought it would be good to get some help taking some photos because it's very busy on a Monday, right? And a long day and one of the things I wanted to do, look after my health. I thought if I can get someone to help, maybe I can get a gym session in as well.
Open up some time. And
exactly
so you put
right.
the job ad out.
Yeah, on Facebook.
After 22 applications, Crevo has found the lucky star of them all, Sky. Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Oh, very good. How does it feel to work for Crevo Corp? Is he a good boss?
Yeah, and it helps a lot that he's got a very cute dog named Molly.
Aww. So you did a 2-hour trial shift yesterday, Sky.
Yeah.
What did Crevo take you through? Did he give you some photography, you know, tips and lighting, or what was it like?
Yeah, he kind of took a couple of pictures and showed me. I do a little bit of the same thing on a smaller scale for myself, sort of buy, do you know what I mean, from op shops, that sort of thing, and sell on Facebook and Gumtree as well. So, yeah.
Did you know this, Crevo, that she's
absolutely.
A competing business?
No.
Completely different items. Mine are like handbags, which I don't think he would be selling.
Oh,
so no.
I think there's a conflict of interest here,
see,
Sky. I don't know if this is going to work out.
I saw that as experience. That's perfect. Sky, you did a great job.
And the second question for you, Sky, I think very important. Had you listened to Crevo on the radio show before, or were you a fan of another station? Real talk.
Well, I flip through stations, but I have heard his name and I've heard you guys before. As soon as, because we were finished for the day and he mentioned you's given me a call, and as soon as he mentioned the name, I went, yep, I've heard your name before.
A flicker is a listener. That's absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. That's fine. That's okay. Overall, are you happy with the amount of money that he's offering you?
Yes, definitely. It's a good hourly rate. Very good.
Good hourly rate versus what the actual job is.
Well, I mean, it's a pretty relaxed job, do you know what I mean? And it's something that I'm interested in anyway, do you know what I mean? It's like a lucky dip. You never know what's going to come out of the van. Everything's different. It's sort of interesting. So,
you never know that van,
So, Sky,
that's it.
On the hours, you're not going to be doing your own Facebook Marketplace stuff? It's just Krivo's?
I only do mine probably once a fortnight on the weekend, and I mean, I only work part-time, so it's a bit of a side job for me, so that's why, yeah, when I sort of saw the ad that Krivo posted, it was something that I'm already sort of doing, so I thought, yeah, it'd be great to, you know what I mean, do it for someone else as well.
Sound like a great employee, Sky. Now, Krivo, I want to ask you something. Yeah. What's in it for Sky? What kind of benefits comes along with the job for Krivo Corp?
What do you mean?
Okay, like does she get a company phone to keep? Does she get annual leave? Like, well, how does it all work?
She's a contractor, so...
What are the perks? Does she get a staff discount?
Well, sure. If you want to buy anything, you can have 20% off right there.
20%? I think you should be giving it for cost. Cost of staff.
I don't know, but the only thing is I have a little assistant. His dog named Molly, so that's kind of a perk. So
that's
yeah.
The benefit.
There we go.
20%. Ebenezer Scrooge over here.
If I see something I like and I want to buy it, I'll let you know if he does give me that 20% off.
Tighter than a fish's bum. Mark Krivo, there he goes.
Hey, Sky, thanks you were awesome Sky. Yesterday, you're and thanks for coming on the show.
She got the job. Happy days.
Absolutely. She was amazing.
All righty, all good. I'll see you next time, Matt.
Yeah, see you then.
What a sweetheart.
20%, you tighters. I'm a big believer. Like, you got to look after your workers, Krivo. 20%.
All right. How about cost then? Would that make you happy, Maddie?
Yes. As there you go, Sky.
As
look,
I'm like Sky.
I'm like the union.
He is like the union.
Negotiating it. Bloody conditions. Oh, very good. Well, good luck, Krivo.
Thank you very much.
New stuff with Maddie up next. I'd work for you. Remember, do you know who's going to be filthy at this? Jade. Because Jade tried to get a job with Krivo and he said no.
Oh, no.
Too much.
Too much work life.
Yeah, working
balance.
Together all day. Oh, my. Absolutely.
8:25 the morning.
This is The Novos.
Right across Newcastle, you're waking up with The Novos. The best way to start your day.
Okay, that's fine.
Hey, everybody.
Oh, my God.
Turn it up when you wake up. This is The Novos. And the mics are on now.
105 minutes commercial free is coming up next. That's with Lizzie.
Right. Yeah, are the Jonas Brothers, their new song with Marshmello.
Love this. Oh.
Such a chill song.
You know what? These two on the same song, great. Marshmello really does whore himself out to all the pop artists, though, doesn't he?
He really does. And this song sounds like George Michael, you know, that Christmas song?
Oh, like Last Christmas.
Yeah, it sounds very similar to that in my opinion.
It's all the three chords,
probably,
right?
Probably copyright free, that bit of it.
Yeah, also I got Justin Bieber and Chance the Rapper.
Yes, this is more my vibe.
Yeah, me too.
Holy, of course, on the air after 9 o'clock, Newcastle's only block of ad-free music with Lizzie Krivo.
Just in the last couple of days, we caught up with Beck Madden. Now, Beck Madden is hosting Ninja Warrior at the moment, big show. And normally when we chat with her, it's a great time. You know, we really vibe with her. She's a lovely person.
Mm-hmm.
But this time, we noticed that she took a swipe at us. Have a listen to where she basically implies we could never land an interview with Nick Kyrgios.
And I tell you what, you know, if you indeed speak to him, I don't know if you'll land an interview or not.
I think that's a challenge,
Nick
right?
Kyrgios is on Australian Ninja Warrior this year, which is an interesting casting choice. But we can get Nick Kyrgios.
You would have thought so. We've had bigger names than that. Dami Im comes to mind. You know, we've had some famous people on this show. So what I thought we could do, and we did this yesterday, we started our journey of trying to get Nick Kyrgios on the show. Now, we threw it out to our listeners because they're always very helpful with this sort of thing. And we got a call from Narelle. Now, Narelle had a bit of a lead. Have a listen to this.
My nephew went to school with Nick Kyrgios and actually is good friends with him.
Really?
So now, this is fantastic.
He lives in Canberra.
Now, that is a connection that could be possibly work.
Well,
right?
A nephew has his phone number, which is what we want. We don't want to go through publicists
or the right way of doing it.
Back alleyways only.
Yeah. Direct line. That's what we're after. So we're going to catch up with Narelle because she's been in contact with her nephew. We're going to find out what the situation is on our mission to get Nick Kyrgios on the show.
Surely she's done it for us. Surely she's done
Beck
it.
Beck Madden, you got nothing.
Too cocky. Too cocky. We're going to fall on our faces. As per usual. Our Screaming Jets right now, better at 105.3 New FM. A bit of cloud back this morning. Overcast morning fog clearing a little bit later though, guys. 19 the top in the valley. Good morning. Screaming Jets on 105.3 New FM with Jade, Maddie and Crevo. We are on the search for an interview with Nick Kyrgios and I think we have a contact. We're chatting to Narelle now.
And I tell you what, you know, if you indeed speak to him, I don't know if you'll land an interview or not.
Ooh, cuts deep, doesn't it?
She had the cat claws out that day, Beck did. But we took this as a challenge and thought, you know what, our little show, insulted if you will, Beck Madden, but we can still do things, right? We can still at least attempt.
Definitely. And, you know, the 6 degrees of separation, someone in Newcastle has to kind of know Nick Kyrgios. And we got a hot lead yesterday with Narelle.
That's right. Mm. We sure did. Now, we thought, look, she said she, of course, had her nephew. I went to school with him. It's time to get Narelle back up, though, to find out how she's gone with the whole situation.
Good morning, Narelle.
Hi, good morning.
Oh, how are you today? Now, you very kindly called up yesterday with your very close connection to Nick Kyrgios. Now, he went to school with your nephew. Your nephew has his phone number. I believe you contacted your nephew overnight. Do you have good news for us?
No.
Oh.
My nephew never even got back to me.
Oh,
that's
a shame.
That's
and
so
I
good.
And I've never seen twice. I know he is a very busy man. He's just starting up a business.
Yeah.
So he is very busy. So
don't be making excuses for him, Narelle.
Back to his auntie.
Isn't that terrible? That's the real crime here, that he ignored you.
But do you think... does he normally take a little bit to reply to you, or do you think maybe...
Oh, no, yeah, he does take a bit to reply, usually a couple of days.
All right, so we're not out of the game, but the lead
has
cooled a little bit.
I'm going to ring his mother tonight.
Oh, perfect, Narelle.
No better way to get to a young boy than ring his mother. I'm going to ring his mother. Love you, Narelle.
Thank you, Narelle. We do appreciate the work you've done overnight. Let us know. We'll be in touch. Ring his mum and
get him in the show.
She is determined, as determined as us.
Well, I think what we need to do now, guys, is we need to find backup ways to contact Nick Kyrgios. Now, my idea on the show yesterday was to contact his girlfriend on Instagram, because not as many followers as him. And you'd imagine she's going to check her messages, her inbox, more than him.
Yeah, he wouldn't even bother.
Yeah, she sees him probably every night, so...
You would think so.
With him at all time. You know,
they're always together.
I don't think he's playing tennis at the moment. Probably together a lot.
Mm.
Let's do that today. I'll send that message. Narelle can call her nephew's mother.
We've got a couple of leads there. But look, we'll throw the net out again, actually. Mm. Get in touch with the show if you have some sort of connection, as far removed as it might seem to you.
It could be onto something.
It could be onto something. Maybe you know somebody that used to clean his house, or it can be any way that you're connected. We'll throw that net out again because you never know what new he might turn up.
131009 if you know somebody that knows Nick Kyrgios. Also, we could just call the publicist.
That's boring. It's boring.
They'll never do it.
We'll try that as well, just in case.
Hey, Birthday Lotto is up next, worth $450. All you need is a birthday to play today. Lizzie's got the birthday balls ready to go.
The birthday balls.
We are looking for what month, Creeper?
September has come up.
Okay, if you want to play, 131009. We'll do it next. It's time for Birthday Lotto.
This is
The Novos.
Here we go. Jade, Maddie and Crevo's.
It's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Lotto.
Yeah, worth $450 for September babies right now to close the show. Easy cash. We've given away thousands of dollars with this year. Nice to add an extra $450 on the tally.
Absolutely. Time to meet our contestant. His name is Craig. He's from Newcastle. He's at work right now as a delivery driver. And in his words, he's not driving a big rig. It's a little fella.
Hey, Craig.
How you going?
Really good, man. Like, how long is the truck, if you had to compare it to another vehicle we might know?
It would be about 7 metres long, and with a tailgate down an extra 2.5 metres, I'd say, so about 9.5 all up.
The man knows his rig.
Of course he does. Of course, you got to know where to park and stuff, don't you?
Exactly.
Exactly.
All right. Sounds big enough.
Here we go, Lizzie.
All
spin those
Craig,
balls.
So you're born in September, and for $450, I hope that you were born on the 24th.
Ah, no, the 27th.
Mm. Oh, 3 days.
Man, close. Sorry, Craig. Thanks, man. Worth $475 tomorrow, guys. Birthday Lotto is back. That is us done. Lizzie, thank you again for helping out. Appreciate it.
Always welcome.
105 commercial free coming up with you, Lizzie.
Yeah.
Plenty
of music.
What have we got?
Oh, I mean, you know.
Katy Perry's
got a bit
on
of
the
Katy
way.
Perry.
Oh. Fresh from her Electric.
Brand new stuff.
Pikachu's in the video for this. I don't know why. It's obviously some sort of like agreement with Bandai
some
and Namco.
Some collab.
But
yeah, it's and then good. We're also throwing it back to some Jessie J. It's not about the
money. Oh, yes.
Hashtag. Don't you know recently she actually hasn't been able to sing for a vocal thing? She
I wondered what happened to her. Do you know she entered some Chinese singing competition a couple of years ago? But like, she obviously wanted to crack the Chinese market. The rest of the world kind of gave up on her.
I still think she's so talented.
I like
and,
her.
Yeah. Oh, me too. Jessie she's J. good. Newcastle's only block of ad-free music. We'll catch you tomorrow, guys. Bye.
See ya.
Hey.
Bye.